Hello, everybody. This is Fred McKinnon with the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, coming to you from our production studio at Highest Praise Productions in St. Simons Island, Georgia. St. Simons is an awesome place, a great vacation place. It's a barrier island off the southeast coast of Georgia. We're about 1 hour south of Savannah, Georgia, about 1 hour north of Jacksonville, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful place here. Warm, and great beach, great ocean, great people, just great beauty in God's nature all around here. Glad you're here tuning in with us right here today on the podcast. Want to encourage you to do something right off the bat. Our statistics tell us that we're getting anywhere from 40 to 60 listens a day, which is pretty cool seeing how this is brand new. We just launched this podcast a few weeks ago and been real busy and haven't been able to, you know, launch any new podcast episodes. But what I'd like for you to do right now, if you're listening and you're online, as you listen, I want you to open your browser and go to highestpraise.com/podcast and find today's episode and just click on the comment link at the bottom. Simply leave us a comment. Tell us who you are, where you're listening from, and what you think about the podcast. It really encourages us to continue to do this so that we know that people are listening and that what we're doing is making the difference. A couple of comments that came in this week. This is a great one from someone named Sung Yan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She says, "It's great. I've been listening time and time again. Your music has touched a Chinese living in London." So we're touching a Chinese in London. I thought that was pretty cool. Also, Bill Swingler from Lompoc, California. Again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these cities right. Bill, thanks for writing in. He said, "I received the podcast via iTunes. It's the best that I've heard in Christian music podcasts. I really like the comment and style, and I'm looking forward to more. Thank you. May God bless your ministry." May God bless you too, Bill. If you're listening, come on back and let us know. We're so glad that you're here, and that really encourages us. So just go to www.highestpraise.com/podcast, and you can leave a comment. If there's no comments on this article or on this episode, you can be the first. Just click the no comments link at the bottom and be the first one to leave us a comment. And love to hear who's listening, where you're listening from, and what you're up to. Also on that page, you can click a link to directly subscribe to us in your iTunes software. There's also a link there where you can support us financially if you'd like to offer a donation through PayPal. That donation would go to Worship International, which is our nonprofit division that is dedicated to advancing true worship here on the earth, and we're grateful for any support you want to give us. Most of all, spread the word. Tell people about this podcast. Tell people about the music. We want to introduce new music to you that you may not have heard about otherwise. I've got a great song coming up for you today called "I Will Lift Up" by William Dwayne Clark, and some instrumental music as well. So enjoy this. It's "I Will Lift Up" from the album Restoration by William Dwayne Clark. That record is available here at highestpraise.com in our store. William's a great worship leader. He, at the time, was at New Life Christian Fellowship in Virginia. Now he's helping run the ministry, Selah Ministries, with Ray Hughes. And we're glad that you're here and hope you'll enjoy "I Will Lift Up" by William Dwayne Clark.
I will lift up my every hope and dream and plan to Him. I declare be the same again. I will rejoice, sing unto the Lord, clap my hands and make a joyful noise. For he has set me free from my sin and shame. I'm so glad I'll never be the same again. I'll never be the same.
William Dwayne Clark, I Will Lift Up. You know, this song is one of the songs that's published through our company, and it's definitely one of the top songs used. It's in the top 500 of CCLI songs all over the world, at least it was at one time. And so we're grateful to be a part of getting that song spread out to the world. William Dwayne Clark, I Will Lift Up. Go to highestpraise.com/podcasts. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think about that song, who you are, where you're listening from. I want to move on to something different, a wonderful, beautiful instrumental work. This is something that I'm very passionate about as an instrumentalist myself. I'm a piano player, and I love to just sit and play the piano and worship. I believe that worship is about more than music. It's about more than words. It's a lifestyle, but sometimes I feel like I'm able to worship through music even more so than singing words. I can communicate and express my heart through the piano in ways that I just can't seem to put into words. I don't remember when it was, several years ago, when mp3.com was a big site, I think, and at that time I stumbled upon the music by David Nevue. That's David Nevue, N-E-V-U-E, and you can check out his website at www.davidnevue.com. We have a link to that at the Highest Praise podcast page, so if you just go to highestpraise.com/podcast, you can click the link. You don't have to worry about trying to remember how to write that down. But, you know, one of the quotes on David's page, this is the way he puts it. I am a seeker, seeking after my God, striving to serve him, to understand his ways and his word. My music is kind of a soundtrack for that journey. Now, David released a record called The Vigil. It's an instrumental record. It's beautiful piano work, and it's available at our site, www.instrumentalworship.com. Instrumentalworship.com is where we feature some of the instrumental artists that use their faith, use their music, I should say, rather, to express their faith to God. And David's one of those that's represented at instrumentalworship.com. Well, on David's blog, and you can find his blog, if you go to his website, you can link there to his blog and read his blog. It's really cool to read. He offered us a sneak peek of a new rendition of The Vigil. It's the same song, but a friend of his actually composed an orchestral score to it, and it's very moving. And that's the last song we're going to play on this podcast. I want to try to keep these podcasts a little bit shorter so you actually have time to listen to it all the way. But as we close out today, I want you to listen to this, and don't just let it entertain you. Just, if you're able, close your eyes and let God speak to you and minister to you as you listen to this. It's very stirring, very, very moving inside, and I'm grateful for the gift that God's given to David, and I think you'll feel that search, that quest. You'll feel that passion in his soul through the music, seeking after God. Enjoy this. This is a special film-adapted version of The Vigil by David Nevue. Wow, isn't that powerful? Again, that's David Nevue, David, N-E-V-U-E.com, Midnight Oil Productions, The Vigil. You can get links to that at our site. You can also purchase the solo piano record, The Vigil, at instrumentalworship.com. Well, that's all we have today. Hey, you know, did you like the percussion and the woodwind, the flute stuff that you heard at the very beginning of this podcast? That's a new record called Listen by an incredible percussionist and flute player named Carlos Torres. Carlos is a friend of mine. Right now, he's at the Rock Family Worship Center in Huntsville, Alabama. He just worked with us on Worship Under the Stars, which was awesome, by the way, for those of you who have subscribed and were thinking and praying about the Worship Under the Stars concert. We'll probably have to dedicate an entire show to that. We're working on getting some video uploaded, so we'll have lots of stuff to show you maybe later this week. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you're still here with us and you haven't done so, please go to highestpraise.com/podcast. Leave us a comment on the blog. Let us know you listen. Let us know where you're from and what you think. We love you. God bless, and take care. See you soon.